This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's all Trump all the time, the nation degenerating into civil war. You can see it happening in front of your very eyes. Violence erupts for the second time in four nights at the Trump Hollywood Star. Scary stuff. Pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters clashed for the second time in four nights on Sunday. A Marine veteran and a man wearing a Trump shirt were attacked by leftists. That was on Thursday. Then Sunday, tensions boiled over again as a man in a Make America Great Again hat became a target of angry leftists. You know, it kind of reminds me of that old saying I always said in defense of Israel, that if the Palestinians laid down their arms, there'd be peace in the Middle East. And it goes to Muslims in general, if Muslims, if ISIS, if Palestinians, if Arabs laid down their arms, there'd be peace in the Middle East. If Jews laid down their arms, we'd all die, because I happen to be Jewish. We'd all be dead. We'd be wiped off the face of the earth. We'd be killed and dropped into the sea. That would be the end of Israel, be burned to the ground. And that's exactly how I feel about Trump versus the liberals. If liberals disarmed, there'd be peace in America and everything would be great, and the economy would be great, and the world would be great. None of us want to touch them. I've never wanted to hurt a liberal in my life except in self-defense. But if Trump supporters ever dropped our self-defense, whatever weapon we've got, whatever common sense we've got, we'll be killed. If you walk around with a Trump hat, if you have a Trump bumper sticker on your car, if you put a Trump sign in front of your home, you could be murdered. Your home could be burned down. A brick could be thrown through your car. A bullet could be shot into your head, or they'll beat you with a baseball bat. There's no violence coming from Trump's people. All the violence comes from the other side. Scary stuff. I feel like Paul Revere. The communists are coming. The communists are coming. They're everywhere. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the lead commie. She tells Dearborn voters she needs a posse to throw down in Congress. Can you imagine what her posse would look like? A posse of communists. A posse of Fidel Castro lookalikes. A posse of Venezuela Hugo Chavez lookalikes. Or maybe just a bunch of people that look like Bernie Sanders. New study is out. Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez want Medicare for all. You know what it costs? $32 trillion. $32 trillion. The entire United States budget is $4 trillion. They want to spend an additional $32 trillion. It would require historic tax increases to pay for it. What a surprise. Everything these commies want would require an historic tax cut. Historic tax increase, excuse me. Donald Trump, I hope, is for historic tax cuts. But historic tax increases, that's the left. All they want to do is steal our money, steal our money, steal our money. The communists are coming. Steal our money and open the borders so they can steal our money. President Trump slams Democrats. They want to abolish ICE. They want to open borders and more crime. Trump attacked Democrats for their calls to abolish ICE. He explains that Democrats want open borders and more crime. On September 11, 2001, America suffered the worst terrorist attacks in our history, Trump says. The attacks were carried out by foreign nationals who exploited our lax immigration laws and defrauded our immigration system in order to murder nearly 3,000 innocent people. Following the attacks, Congress placed most immigration enforcement functions within a new agency known as the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, meaning ICE. One of the critical lessons of 9/11 is that immigration enforcement saves lives. We must enforce the rules against visa fraud, illegal overstay, illegal entry, and other immigration violations and crimes. And crimes they are, believe me, crimes they are. These are the practices exploited by terrorists, drug dealers, child smugglers, human traffickers, gang members, and countless unknown and unregistered criminals to gain illicit access to our country and threaten our citizens. In fiscal year 2017 alone, ICE arrested more than 127,000 illegals charged or convicted of crimes inside the United States. These are very serious crimes and far too many of them. Yet leading Democratic politicians have called to abolish ICE. Nobody even believes it. They want to abolish ICE. This is Trump talking. In other words, they want open borders and more crime. And that's what you're going to get. You're going to get more crime as you open up the borders. Last week, 167 Democrats in the House of Representatives refused to vote for a resolution to support the heroes of ICE. These are brave and great men and women. They're in trenches every day, taking the fight straight to vicious gangs. They prey on our people. They hurt our people. They kill our people. Without the brave heroes of ICE, we would have no enforcement, no laws, no borders, and therefore we wouldn't even have a country. So the courageous public servants at ICE, men and women, great ones, we want you to know the American people are with you and my administration has your back 100%. You are the heroes who protect the lives of our citizens, the safety of our communities, and the sovereignty of our great nation. We love you. We support you. We will always stand with you. Thank you. God bless America. Okay, that's what the election upcoming is all about, and we're going to win it big, if that's the message. That should be the ads. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, run ads calling Democrats socialist, Marxist, communists, open-border radicals who want to destroy this country and its culture and its people and its Judeo-Christian heritage and its American exceptionalism. And on one side is Trump telling you ICE is the heroes after they arrested 127,000 bad guys last year. Do you understand every one of you listening right now? Let one of those 127,000 be in a living room alone with your five-year-old daughter, and they will rape her or kill her. That's what's walking the streets of America. Scum. And there's one thing between you and your little daughter and them, Donald J. Trump, and Trump's army, the rest of us, who fight behind Trump and support Trump and elevate Trump and always have his back. Meanwhile, the Democratic National Congressional leader, DCC leader, Ben Ray Lujan, won't answer if Democrats will abolish ICE. He joined Martha Raddatz at Sunday at ABC this week. He would not come clean on whether the Democratic Party will abolish ICE if they gain power in November. Martha Raddatz said, I want to ask you about that. What about that move left to abolish ICE? And Representative Ben Lujan says, Republicans, House Republicans. And Martha says, I want to go back to ICE. Is that a good message for the Democrats? Abolishing ICE. And Lujan says, Republican. And Martha says, I have to stop you there. You had a fair chance to make your arguments. And that's the end of the exchange. Can you imagine? This is what I said last week. I know what Democrats stand for because I went to college with them. They're all communists. I met them in college. They're communists. And they believe in open borders. But they're not dumb enough to tell you. At least they never were until now. Now they're dumb enough to tell you. They're now playing the same role they played with me at Columbia University. At Columbia, there were no microphones. It was 1979 through 1983. There were no cell phones. There were no recording devices. Nobody there was ever going to tell what anybody said. They were college kids. And they all admitted to me they were communists. They're the ones who were in the Obama administration. And now, you know, they would have been in the Hillary administration. And they're in Congress as Democrats right now. And they're all Columbia communists. And the same thing at Harvard. Traitors and communists. And they admitted it right to my face. Anybody out there want to challenge me? Any liberal in America, any leading liberal media organization that wants Wayne Root to take a lie detector test about two things. Did I hear leading liberals at Columbia University when I went there from 79 to 83? Well, actually, three things. Did I hear leading liberals all say to me they hate America and they want to bring America down? They're going to destroy capitalism and bankrupt the rich, and they're going to turn America into a socialist nation. Did I hear that? Yes. I'll take a lie detector test. From everyone at Columbia, I heard it. And number two, did I see my entire political science class of over 100 maybe even 200, giant theater in the round class, break into a standing ovation when a kid broke through the door and screamed, "Reagan's been shot, they've assassinated the president." Did I see the entire class clap, hug, yell, scream, kiss in a standing ovation because they thought Reagan was dead? Those commie scum at Columbia went on to populate the Obama administration and would have populated the Hillary administration. Yes, I saw that and I heard that. And lastly, did I never see Obama at Columbia, even though I was a political science major in pre-law for 4 years, and he was political science major in pre-law for 4 years. I challenge any liberal media organization. Hey, Right Wing Watch, why don't you put a headline? Wayne Root says, if you pay for the lie detector test and you're a leading liberal media organization, I will take the lie detector test. And I will be proven that I am truthful and that the people who went to Columbia University then and now are all communists who hate America and want to destroy America and hated Trump and wanted him assassinated, just like today they want Trump assassinated. And the biggest one of all of them was Obama, and he's such a fraud he wasn't even there. I'm not making it up. I would have been better off saying I knew him and I watched him snort cocaine. That would have been an easy thing to say. We all know Obama did it. He admitted it in his book. I could have said he was my buddy, and he said he was born in Kenya. He said it in all of his, in his book. It said in his first book, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia. But I didn't say any of that. I said I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know a student who ever saw him, ever heard of him, ever met him. And don't know a professor who ever saw him, ever met him, ever heard of him. And I interviewed the leading professor at Columbia and told me he spoke to all the other professors. Let's take some lie detector tests. There's something wrong with Obama. He's a Manchurian candidate. And there's something that we know is wrong, but we know why. With all the other Democrats, they're coming out of the woodwork. They're admitting what they are, just like they did to me at Columbia when they were in their 18 to 21-year-old age phase. Communist, socialist, Marxist. They hate this country. They hate Israel. They hate American exceptionalism. They're on the side of Muslim extremists. They're on the side of every enemy of America. And they're on the side of the old Soviet Union that was communist. That's why they're annoyed that Trump's making friends with the new Soviet Union.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux background, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, an American made and proud of. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world. Coming to you directly from my hometown here, my adopted hometown, Las Vegas, Nevada. I've lived here 17 years now. The entertainment and low-tax capital of America. Our state constitution bans taxes and welcomes guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. I call that heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, here in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET, founded by Ed Stoltz, gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers at the top of this hour. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000 if you're wondering what an American Silver Eagle is, the big giant silver coin made of pure silver, 1 ounce of pure silver. It is big, it is bold, it is beautiful, it is bodacious. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call me toll-free from anywhere in the USA. You can call me at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We take calls throughout the show, but especially in the third hour, our Newsmax hour, our Power Hour, we take a ton of calls in that third hour, and I mean a ton. 833-WAR-TALK. Good article out. An economist says CNN is fueling a civil war. I told you to open the show. It seems like we're going through a civil war. Economist Martin Armstrong has accused CNN of fueling a civil war by acting as a political propaganda network. Armstrong is known for successfully predicting the 1987 Black Monday crash, as well as the 1998 Russian financial collapse. So this is a smart guy. In a reply to a reader who expressed confusion at why CNN refused to give Trump credit for the economy, for North Korea, and for the trade deal with Europe, Armstrong said, CNN's agenda is becoming blatant. America's growth is 4.1%, which is twice that of Europe. Trump's hardline threats of tariffs have yielded the first real new fair trade deal with the European Union. North Korea is returning the remains of our soldiers, which has made a huge difference to many families. He added that the hysteria over children being separated from their families at the border is a policy that predated Trump, shows how corrupt CNN has become as only a political propaganda network. The damage CNN is doing to the country and the world is beyond description. My greatest concern is they are fueling a civil war. He noted that Trump has endured that people will not be satisfied with a career politician any longer. We are witnessing the Trump revolution around the world and even within the Democrats. Armstrong said Trump should call the media's bluff and restate the fairness doctrine so that CNN would be forced to cover both sides of an issue which would in due course end this reign of propaganda. Last week, CNN claimed that InfoWars had engaged in hate speech and advocated child endangerment in an attempt to have Google and Facebook shut down their channel. So, that's a fair assessment of what's going on in the world today. CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and MSNBC are trying to fuel a civil war. In the meantime, Jamie Dimon, who's a liberal, but a liberal Democrat, but a Wall Street billionaire, who's in charge, CEO of J.P. Morgan Fox, at least is honest. See, I never had a problem with honest liberals who don't mind people making money. You know, if he wants abortion and gay marriage, okay, I'm not going to go crazy if he's fair about money. It's kind of how Bill Clinton was. Jamie Dimon is a fair to moderate Democrat. And he says Trump's tax cut and deregulation have accelerated growth. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said today on CNBC that President Donald Trump's tax cuts have helped out the U.S. economy. The president gets a lot of credit and a lot of blame for the things they do, but the president has done things which accelerated growth, Dimon said. We needed competitive taxes. See, this guy is the kind of corporate creep I can't stand. He's the head of J.P. Morgan Chase. He's thrilled because Trump cut his taxes. He doesn't care about yours or mine. He's glad that corporate taxes got sliced. He says we needed competitive taxes the way the American public should be thinking of it. For 20 years, we've been increasingly uncompetitive. Yeah, you're right, but you're talking only about corporations. You don't care about people. You don't care about small business. Dimon also said some of the regulatory rollbacks pushed by Trump are helping small business. We've had less small business formation in America than in any other recovery. Oh, where were you when Obama was president? When I said it's the smallest, lightest, thinnest small business formation in the history of America. He says this is now accelerated growth. The reason it wasn't 40% is because of a lot of things we did to hurt ourselves. It should have been 40. Diamond's comments came after the Commerce Department said Friday U.S. growth grew by 4.1%. Highest rate of growth in years. All right, at least Jamie Dimon can tell the truth some of the time. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War Now! USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to the White House. The President and Prime Minister then held a press conference. One of the big highlights of that joint press conference was when the President talked about Iran.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now. But I ended the Iran deal. It was a ridiculous deal.
Not quite 2 weeks after a duck boat sank during a storm that killed 17 people near Branson, Missouri, a lawsuit was filed in federal court that alleges the companies involved in the incident knew the boats were unsafe and knew bad weather was ahead and put profits ahead of safety. CBS said its board of directors is in the process of selecting outside counsel to conduct an independent investigation into the allegations facing CEO and chairman Les Moonves. Moonves was accused of sexual misconduct by six women. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 144 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this section of the show, this segment, this section, the entire show in general, all sponsored by Liberty Health Share. We love Liberty Health Share. They've been with me since just about the very beginning. Not the first month I was ever on the air, but the first year I was ever on the air, year two, and now into year three. Thank you, Liberty Health Share, for being with me from almost the beginning. There's a better way than health insurance. It doesn't work anymore. I know. I'm living proof. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and I dumped their butts and joined Liberty Health Share. And I've got four kids, and I was willing to put their lives and their health in the hands of Liberty Health Share, a Christian health sharing organization, because I can't afford $2,000 a month. No one can. No one's got that kind of money. They destroyed me. They wiped me out under the 8 years of Obama with that BS called Obamacare. What a ripoff. I'm a Liberty Health Share member now. I pay only $467, I believe it is, per month. What a joy. Do it today, man. You can do it. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties, no nothing. You could join anytime, 365 days a year with Liberty Health Share, including right now. That's the clause in Obamacare. They actually allowed Christian health sharing. So at any time, you can opt out of Obamacare or regular insurance or whatever you got. And just like me, put your family's health care in the hands of Liberty Health Share. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. Libertyhealthshare.org. Your host, Wayne Root, loves Liberty Health Share and uses it, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, our guest for this segment is Michael Ciramello. He's a political columnist, investigative reporter for the Dixon, California Independent Voice, former Dixon City Council member, former vice mayor of Dixon, California. And there's been a giant, I guess you'd call it scandal, I don't know, controversial situation going on in Dixon. And let's talk to Michael about it. Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm doing fine.
All right, so you guys have a vice mayor, and I guess you were vice mayor in 2011.
Yeah.
Your vice mayor is Ted Hickman, and protesters demanded that he step down after he called for a straight pride month in America, because there's gay pride month, why can't there, and there's black pride month, and there seems to be something for everybody, but there's no straight pride month, and I'm sure if he had said white pride month, he would have also been, you know, castigated, and they would have said he's got to step down, he's a white extremist, but when you say I want black pride month, or I want gay pride month, no one calls you an extremist. It's a very weird situation, is it not?
Yes, and the gays actually did conflate that with saying it's a straight white pride month, which is something he never said. I don't know whether your audience has had a chance to hear the column. I have it here if you'd like me to read it to you so that you can see exactly what was in it, or have your audience hear exactly what was in it, or would you rather just ask questions?
No, I'd rather ask questions. We don't read, but, you know, we could just go through the bullet points. I mean, first of all, what exactly did Vice Mayor Ted Hickman say that was so offensive? What were his words?
Well, and that's why I wanted to read part of the column to you. It says, don't forget July 1st, 2018, starts spam. Spam, straight pride American month. A real straight spam Dixon rainbow flag of sorts over Northwest Parks last Sunday ended WTF month. Yes, don't get me wrong, I support the First Amendment as much as the next person. Support the rights of grown men to wear skin-tight short shorts and go-go boots and don Tinkerbell wings with wand and prance down the streets of San Francisco with tens of thousands of folks dancing and prancing all over America celebrating the fact they are different than most of the rest of us and showing their pride in being so. Now, before anybody gets their pantyhose in a knot, that is not really legally anti-anything. Instead, it's pro-family and proud to be a straight American and me expressing a private opinion. So there, if you remember last week, I proclaimed the month of July as spam. As vice mayor, I don't know if I can, but what the heck? That one line is what they glommed onto and have been trying to say, well, as a vice mayor, he has no right to say anything like that because it's offensive to a certain portion of our community. Yeah, the 1-3% that's out there, and most of them, the ones that showed up at least, didn't even live in Dixon. to the event that was the two ensuing council meetings.
So this is all about whoever can scream the loudest. It's the usual. It's the tiny 1% minority screaming because everybody else who is in the majority dares to ever celebrate us instead of celebrating them. I find the whole thing ridiculous. I'm a conservative. By the way, Michael, who has nothing at all against gay people, dance away in any parade you want
exactly.
to. I couldn't care less. But why can't we celebrate who we are? What's wrong with that?
Well, and see, that's the whole thing. You know, they want to say they're tolerant. They want to preach love. They are the most hateful people that you've ever seen.
Liberals. Yeah, I wouldn't say gays. I'd say liberals are, right? It's the liberal persuasion. It's not the gayness that makes them intolerant. It's
showed up at the council meeting. They're liberals. They're part of the LGBT alphabet soup group. And what the problem is, they're supposedly anti-bullying. They are trying to bully the majority of the population in the United States. Depends on which account you go by, but it's only 1 to 3% of the population, plus their families that might be in support. You might have 10 to 15% of the population that wants to tell the rest of us how to think, how to act, what to say, and we're tired of it. And Mr. Hickman just started a conversation by putting this out there. I don't think that was even his intent, but it's been very interesting. It's not just notoriety. This is sort of like Eric Holder when he was the attorney general saying that America is too afraid to talk about race. No, we're not afraid of anything. Some of us aren't. And these are the conversations we should be having. This is what brings us together. They would rather have us divided. And all of this is divisive. Any kind of racial, ethnic thing, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Black Miss America, those are divisive. And we're just taking a stand and saying, no, we're not putting
up with it. I'd actually say you can take it both ways. As a conservative, I'll say, you know, maybe those aren't divisive. Those are fine. If you want to argue those are fine, then ours are fine. That's all I'd say. If they want to have Black Pride Week, then we can have Jewish Pride Week or Polish Pride Week or White Pride Week or Straight Pride Week or Italian Pride Week. It's none of their damn business.
Yeah,
so let's not even worry about if theirs are divisive. Let's worry about if theirs are so great as they claim, then ours must be great, right? That's the way that's the positive spin I put on it, actually.
And that's fine. That's the way it should be. But they won't accept that.
Right, because they're closed-minded.
They want to hold on power to that and exclude everybody else. That's not what it's about. And then they want to sit up there and say that they endorse the First Amendment and the freedom of the press. Yet they want to shut our paper down. We had one woman, former Chamber of Commerce person, who was out with a bin in front of City Hall at the last council meeting collecting the Independent Voice newspapers, and she got all of five of them to present to the council, and saying that this newspaper needs to be shut down. I accused her and said, when are you going to start burning books? Because that's the next step.
Right. And so my last question for you is, and this could take the whole rest of the segment, I just want to find out, you know, kind of what's the upshot of it all. I assume your paper is fine, and I assume your vice mayor is fine. You just have to be able to get through a few days of withering flack and withering criticism, and then you come out the other end. You don't resign. You don't give in. You don't knuckle under. You just say, screw you, and I'll stick by my views. And on the other end, I think we're all fine. So I assume nobody gave in to them, right?
That is correct.
That's the way to handle it, right? I mean, that's it.
Well,
I'm sure they screamed the vice mayor should step down, and he didn't, correct? And now he's there, and that's it. That's the way I would handle it as a conservative.
Well, they wanted the council to take action against the vice mayor to either censure him or to remove him from the vice mayor position. They said, well, we can do that. No, you can't, because there's the First Amendment freedom of speech, and a governmental agency cannot take retaliation against a person for what he says in the press or for his speech. And any of those actions would be retaliation. The attorney explained that when he went into closed session on last Tuesday, and they weren't too happy about it. But they understood that they had three different organizations tell them, you take action against the vice mayor, we will file a lawsuit against you. That got their attention. They came out. Mr. Hickman never apologized, never said anything. He just said he wasn't going to step down. He's running for office. He's already got pulled papers, and he's up for election again, re-election, I should say, in November. And he's not stopping, so it's
good.
All good.
Good, good. All worked out well, and that's the way to handle it. I think the biggest problem with conservatives is, and Donald Trump has to some extent proved the role model to all this, when there's a firestorm, you just last through it and you double down. You don't back down. You double down. You say, I meant every word I said, 'cause there's nothing wrong with what I said. And they can't take you out of office. Stop even worrying about any of this stuff. That's my opinion.
Yeah,
so,
and that's absolutely correct.
All right, Michael Ciaramella
has proven what you can do when you don't back down.
There you go. Michael Ciaramella, former Dixon City, California council member, former vice mayor of Dixon City, now political columnist, investigative reporter for Dixon's Independent Voice. Michael, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Certainly. Thank you.
Keep fighting. And by the way, tell Vice Mayor Ted Hickman we said keep fighting. Wayne Root's on the team, man. I'm glad he said what he said, and I back him. I think it's great. Why shouldn't we have it? I'm not against Black Pride, by the way. I'm not against Gay Pride. Go dance, Tinkerbell. It's fine. But I think we deserve to have our own pride. So I think it's just great. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Wayne Allyn, for the remaining minutes or seconds we've got here in the program, I told you that this whole show today is kind of dedicated to the commies are coming. The commies are coming. This Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Bernie Sanders. And they're just everywhere. They're running candidates everywhere that are so extreme left. And I think it's great because I think we're going to win big. DNC Chairman Perez. I can't stand this guy, Tom Perez, the DNC chair. He pushes socialism. He said Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the future of the Democratic Party. And yet he's in the photograph that show him walking into the DNC meeting. He's carrying a Louis Vuitton designer bag that costs $1,840. Isn't that sum up communism and socialism? Those at the top think they should get rich by redistributing your money, but you should be poor. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. The sponsor of this segment of the show is medicalpartnership.info, medicalpartnership.info. All of you know that I'm a serial entrepreneur and a capitalist evangelist and a champion of small business, and I sure know a fantastic and interesting business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. It's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. How cool is that? These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. In other words, you don't have to be a doctor to run it. As a matter of fact, almost everybody who owns these clinics are non-doctors. It's an all-cash business. There's no insurance involved, and it could be up and running in 30 days. How cool is that? The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info. So to sum it up, you need $100,000 cash to get started. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, could be up and running in 30 days. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. And all the guys over 40, 50, and 60 love this thing because it works when even the pills don't work or works better than the pills, etc., etc. So good stuff. medicalpartnership.info. So I said the show was dedicated to all these commies out there. The commies are coming. Finding inspiration in socialist Bernie Sanders wannabes. This article was at Zero Hedge. He says that all these people are coming up there following the Bernie Sanders role model. 27 candidates in Michigan alone who support Medicare for All, even though that's $32 trillion, a $15 per hour minimum wage, free college tuition, universal pre-kindergarten, publicly funded campaigns, and mandated paid sick leaves. And this is the guy's response. This guy wrote this article at Zero Hedge. His name's Mike Shedlock. Had a great response for him. Dear Bernie Sanders wannabes, please pay attention. There's no such thing as free lunch, free education, or free health care. The cost comes from somewhere. It's precisely because of government Federal Reserve policies and affordable housing programs that housing isn't affordable. It's precisely because of insane public union contracts
and student loan programs and other government interference in the free market that the cost of education is sky high. And there's a guaranteed way to make education costs even higher, and that is to make education free. The latest spreading idiocy is universal basic income. Dear wannabes, Bernie Sanders wannabes, in case you did not get the message, there's no such thing as free money. There is a right to free speech, which ironically most of you wannabes don't want. But when it comes to free goods and services, the countries that offer most of them, like Venezuela, has gas at a penny a gallon. End up like Venezuela, where there is no gas, there is no food, and there is no medical care for anyone. Venezuela is how progressive socialism inevitably ends up. And then this same guy who wrote this article prints a copy of a tweet. He froze a copy of a tweet by Bernie Sanders. His website in 2011 says, "These days the American dream is more apt to be realized in places such as Venezuela and Argentina than America. Venezuela now has 80% poverty. 80% poverty. And hyperinflation of 1,000,000%. And Argentina has 26% poverty, not so great either, and inflation of 32%. So those are the two role models of Bernie Sanders and his followers back in 2011. They've both been destroyed, and these commie SOBs will never rest until they turn America into the same kind of basket case as all those other commie nations. Also over the weekend, we'll have Bill O'Reilly, by the way, on my show. Me and Bill will talk about the New York Times in hour number three, which is our 5 o'clock hour West Coast, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. hour East Coast. We'll be talking about the New York Times. The publisher met with Trump to complain about potential violence against journalists, but completely ignored the fact that there were over 500 violent attacks on Trump supporters. And why do you think that's happening? The New York Times is blaming Trump. Oh, a journalist could be killed because your rhetoric calling us the enemy of the people. But no responsibility that one of us could be killed. MAGA, a Trump supporter with a red cap. Donald Trump himself could be killed. Because they stir people up with their lies and their fake news and their negative take on everything Trump does. So as long as they're negative, I say go after them. Go after them. And just as if on cue, as I say that, Antifa groups call for direct confrontation during free speech rally next weekend. Members discuss bringing guns. Over the past year and a half, Portland has become a hotbed of clashes between pro-Trump group Patriot Prayer and Antifa. On August 4th, Patriot Prayer will be holding another free speech rally, and Antifa organizations are calling for direct confrontation. They've become violent and bloody in Portland, Oregon. And the Antifa members have been caught discussing bringing guns. Wow. Scary stuff. I don't see the New York Times saying a word about that. I'm telling you, I've been saying on this show for a long time now that Trump supporters are going to be killed, certainly badly injured, and maybe eventually killed by one of these crazy liberal radical Antifa nutcases. But liberals don't care. And the New York Times and New York MSNBC and CNN, they keep pushing the Civil War, man. Keep pushing it, pushing it. Your people are violent. We just answer in self-defense. I don't keep guns to kill people. I keep guns to defend myself. But take note, Wainwright is armed to the hilt. We'll be right back. More now.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Ooh.